Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of the day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about some things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about why success in business favors the neurotic. You know, folks, among the people I admire, and maybe you've picked up on this, are those who have the courage to make bold statements based on their beliefs and experiences. I like people who declare. Early in his book, The Road Less Traveled, some of you, maybe of you have read that book, The Road Less Traveled, by the late M. Scott Peck. And by the way, Scott was on my show a couple of times before he died. One of my favorite things that I got to do was to interview Scott Peck. He was a really cool dude. But he endeared himself to me when he declared that people he saw in his counseling practice essentially fell into two categories, neurotics and those with character disorders. Here's what he wrote in his book. Neurotics are easy to work with in psychotherapy because they assume responsibility. And then he went on to say, but those people with character disorders are difficult, if not impossible, to work with because they never see themselves as any part of the problem. Consequently, this is end quote, by the way, they miss the invaluable opportunity for self-examination. Self-analysis. So contemplating Dr. Peck's declaration was a true watershed moment for me because it helped me understand why people, including me, why we behave as we do. Both types of Peck's patients sought this help because they were experiencing life's difficulty. But if we're honest, we don't have to be dysfunctional to realize that each of us falls into one side or the other of this behavioral coin. It's an either-or default circumstances. We're either more likely to take responsibility, like a neurotic, for what happens to our life, or we aren't. So how would you respond to these business scenario questions? Let me give you some questions and tell me what you think about some of these responses. The challenge: Amazon and Google are becoming more aggressive on Main Street. Meanwhile, a new box company has just opened up down the street. Someone with a character disorder would say, I hate those companies. How can I compete with their prices and free delivery? Why does the city allow them to come in here and destroy my business? That's a character disorder person. Someone who's more of a neurotic was more likely to say, well, it's on me to survive or not. No one made me open this business. And those big boxes and Amazon can't take my business from me unless I roll over and give it to them. Now, that's a neurotic. So which one are you? Here's another challenge. Sales are off, profits are down, and cash is tight. If you have a character disorder, you say, how can I be expected to succeed in this economy? My expenses are going through the roof. The bank won't give me a loan for working capital. Why is everything against me? That's a character disorder. A neurotic would be more likely to say, being a business owner is harder than I thought it was going to be. Obviously, there's something I'm not doing right. I have to find out what it is and fix it myself because no one else will. That's a neurotic. If you're on the neurotic side of the coin, the challenge is to focus on taking responsibility in a constructive, solutions-oriented way. Take responsibility without beating yourself up. That's the thing you can do. If you're more likely to be a neurotic, you know, I'm not trying to minimize people who have clinical neuroses, who have clinical problems. I'm not minimizing them at all. God bless them. I'm just saying that we're all a little bit one way or the other here. You either take responsibility or you don't. But you can be a neurotic and take responsibility without beating yourself up. If you're on the character disorder side of this, resist spending precious time and resources focusing on how the waters let you down. Try to focus less outward. Reverse your outward focus and bring it more inward. No one else is going to solve your problems. And the world isn't even listening. So when you complain about what the world is doing, who are you talking to? Nobody's listening out there. You might as well be yelling at the wind. You know how much good that does. But self-analysis, the kind of thing that's more likely to come from being more neurotic, self-analysis will help. Personal self-analysis may be the most valuable skill we can employ to become a better person and a better CEO. In a small business, organizational self-analysis and therefore acceptance of what we find is essential to sustain success in the marketplace. And folks, you've heard me talk about this before. You've heard me talk about self-analysis and how I learned self-analysis when I was with Xerox many years ago. They taught me how to sort of evaluate what I had done. And even if you're more likely to be a character disorder person, if you can practice self-analysis, it'll get you out of some of that those bad habits. And it will, like when I used to go on sales calls, I would do self-analysis afterwards. After I left a call, and I'd say, okay, how did I do? I'd go over the things I did well. I'd go over the things I did wrong. And here's the good part. A post-call self-analysis is also a pre-call self-analysis for the next call you're going to go on. So to demonstrate that I practice what I preach, here's my bold statement. I talked about liking the fact that I like people who make bold statements. Here's my bold statement that I recommend you claim for yourself, especially anytime you find yourself planning a pity party. I call it Blasingame Small Business Success Attitude. I accept that my small business will face challenges every day. As I begin my day, I will assume the attitude that regardless of the number of challenges, the degree of difficulty, or who caused them, if my business is to survive, I will face each one. I must face each one. Therefore, I know that the only thing in question today is how well I will respond to challenges. And the future of my business may well depend on the answer to that question. I call that the Small Business Success Attitude. And by the way, that's part of that's in the Age of the Customer book. So remember, folks, these three things are important keys to success in a business. Take responsibility, practice self-analysis, seek excellence, not perfection. How many times have you heard me say that? Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.